Good morning, everybody. Let's start this morning's share. We're on the subject of peeling things, fruits, vegetables, and the likes on Shabbos, where we're going to discuss whether the peel is considered psoilis and the fruit is considered oichel, and what would be the din accordingly. Just a short recap. In Boyer, to separate items which are distinctly different, but when they're together, they form a mixture, meaning they look like one gathering of stuff, and they're not distinctly, they don't stand separately, then that is an Isra on Shabbos. Essentially, the normal way to do boirer is what we call tikkun oichlin, where you fix up the food by removing the bad things. That will be the typical case of boirer. And when it's done derech achila, and it's done as a part of the eating process, then under certain circumstances we'll allow it, because as we say, we consider it as derech achila and not and not boire, it's considered the way of eating. So in a general sense, if you have a pile of grain and you have a couple of stones inside the grain, so the grain is not fit for consumption because of the stones, so the normal way of boire, the way it was done during the week, is you pull out the stones. Now you've got grain without stones, that is a typical case of boirer. You're taking the unwanted out of the wanted, and you're leaving behind improved food that has now moved along in the process of bringing it closer to its final purpose, and that in this case would be to make a bread. Derech achila means that you do it in the process of eating, so then it would be that you take the you take the food out from the psoilis, from the unwanted. It has to be in that order that the food gets taken out. Second of all, it has to be done by hand and not with the aid of a utensil. And thirdly, it has to be done at the time of eating and not before. We'll discuss later on exactly what it means during eating time. And until now, we're going to refer to it always as samuch la'achil, close to eating. And that is when it has to be done. So that is the basis of boirer. And then, of course, before we even go any further, you have to ascertain that what's in front of you is considered the taroi, which is considered the mixture. If what's in front of you is not considered a mixture, then boirer doesn't apply whatsoever. So if you have two items, what do I see? A man was trying to cook something, and his wife said, "Well, separate the eggs." So he said, "They are separated. They're sitting in the, each one sitting in his own little dent in the fridge. What do you mean separate them?" So yes, you need to separate the white from the yellow. But and even that is a discussion whether that's boyer and Shabbos or not. But essentially, when you've got separate items and that are noticeable as two separate items, and you don't see them as a mixture, then there's no problem of separating them on Shabbos, because you haven't fixed up something which was in a mixture and now separated them. Now, to define what's a mixture and what's not a mixture is probably the most complicated part of Hilchos Boirer, because it's very subjective, it's very difficult to know what is, what isn't. You have, for example, a machlokas as to when you carry out your dishes and Shabbos from the table, and you've got cutlery and you've got bones and leftovers, eels, whatever it is on your plate, and you want the trash to land up in the garbage, but you want the cutlery to stay behind so that you can wash it and not throw it out. So is that considered as separating on Shabbos? Do you hold that the trash on the plates, the bones, the peels, and whatever it is, are separate to the cutlery that you hold. It's one big mixture. So I've seen a lot of poskim hold that's considered a mixture. That's considered a mixture, and therefore you have to be very careful how what you do with it in Shabbos. Others hold depends on how it's lying. If you can see the cutlery separately, so even though they're strewn haphazardly over the plates, but you can see them as separate pieces of cutlery. So then it's cutlery and bones, two separate things. It's not a mixture of cutlery and bones. But if it was covered up, you had this, everything, one was on top of the other, so then you could say it is a mixture. So I'm saying this, the discussion of what's considered a mixture is open for open for discussion. We had, for example, if you have pickles in a can are not considered a mixture. You don't say that pickles and the water are mixed together because pickles are very noticeable. Therefore, there's no problem of pouring off the water. Because usually when you have something wanted and something unwanted, so you have to take the wanted out. You have to take the pickles out and leave the liquid behind. But if you don't hold that it's a mixture, then there's no problem of pouring the liquid off. So these are going to be issues that we have to deal with. So now we're going to discuss peeling items on Shabbos. So number one, we start with peels that are edible. What peels are edible? So essentially this depends on the minhag hamakom, what is considered regular in the place that you live. I mean, certain things are pretty standard. People eat apple peels. People eat cucumber peels. People eat tomato peels. I would say people eat potato peels, but that I saw is already brought down for a bit of a discussion whether potato peels are considered edible or not considered edible. People have boiled potatoes and baked potatoes with the, what they call it, baked potatoes in the jacket. They have it with the peel on. And then very often, most times when you use potatoes, you peel them first. When you put potatoes into the challenge, you peel them first. So, some say that carrots, there's no such thing as a carrot peel. So the reason why we peel them is because it's just this dirt on it. So instead of washing them, you peel it. So, essentially a carrot peel is edible. But from what I've seen, road people don't eat the carrot peel. So a lot depends on the minhag hamakom. But when you've got something that is considered by most people as edible, so then that is not considered a taroides. That's not considered a mixture of good and bad. Even though right now you're not interested in eating the peel, you want to have a peel there when you don't want to have eat the apple with a peel, nevertheless, you're removing a part of the fruit. So cutting off the left side from the right side is not considered boiler. So the fact that it's thicker and it has a different texture, it's still all part of the same fruit, and therefore there's no boiler involved when you remove the peel of something that is edible. The same thing would apply to chicken and the skin in places where it is accepted to eat the skin of the chicken, or fish and the skin. Obviously, it will depend also on the different types of skin and the different types of fish and how thick the skin is, whatever it is, and whether it's the scale, who knows what. But in places where the skin is considered as edible and you, for some reason, don't want to eat it, you're part of the minority opinion, then it's fine. There's no boiler over here. Since there's no boiler, so then you can remove the peel and you have no restrictions. You can cut the peel from the fruit. You don't have to do the other way around. You can even use a tool, a utensil that is miyuchad lekach, that is made for that purpose. And then you can use a peeler to peel an apple on Shabbos. And you don't have to do it. Samos lachila. You don't have to do it right away. Because as we said, it is not a taroides. It doesn't enter into the issue of boiling, and therefore doesn't have any of the restrictions. There are opinions that are machmir, that you always treat the peel right now because you don't want to eat it, you treat it as soilless, and therefore one should avoid using a kli, and one should do a tekut la'achila. It means even if you want to peel an apple, use a knife instead of a peeler, because a knife is not something kli hamiyuchad l'kach, it's not a kli that is set aside for the purpose of boir, for many other purposes. And you should do a tekev l'achila, you should do it close to eat. That's a machmir opinion, and it's brought down for those who want to be machmir. Now comes the question of inedible peels, or at least a peel that is considered not to be edible. So whether you eat it or don't eat it is not so relevant. It's more of a question of what is the accepted norm. So I saw examples that it brings is that potato peels is something that this is al pi roi, they're not eaten. I would imagine the same thing applies to zucchini or something like that. Things that people for sure don't eat would be banana peels. You have also peels that don't have to be dafka in fruits and vegetables. If you have a salami and you have a peel around it, that would also be in the, and it's something that is not part of the food to be eaten. All these cases are cases of peels that are discarded on the general basis. Onions, eggs, various cases of peels that are not eaten. So in those cases, we're dealing with psoilis and oichel, with the unwanted and the wanted, and then you have to keep to the conditions. But the one difference over here is that usually when we have psoilis and oichel, we say you have to take the oichel out from the psoilis, you have to remove the good from the bad and not the bad from the good. In this particular case, we say you can't. You can't take the inside of an egg out without removing the peel. You can't get hold of the inside of the food without removing the outside peel that's in the way. So in this case, since there's no other way to do it, you are allowed to remove the unwanted, but the other conditions you have to keep, and that is not to use a utensil. To use a knife is considered, even when you say you have to do it by hand, it doesn't mean literally by hand. It means that you can use an extension to your hand like a knife, but you can't use a peeler. And also that it has to be done, some of la fila, it has to be done within close time of usage, or when it's going to be eaten, or the meal is going to take place. Another example that comes into this discussion is the label that the bakeries put on their bread. They bake a paper label onto the bread, onto the challah, and when you have your challahs at the table, you have a very nice sticker telling you which bakery is responsible for this. Can you take that sticker off, that label off on Shabbos? To that we say yes, and the main explanation is the reason why you can take it off is because it is clearly something separate. It's not part of the bread. It's not a clipper to the bread, it doesn't wrap the bread up, it's something separate, it's a true, it's stuck, and it's hard to remove, but it's something separate. The other issues involved, and that's something else one has to take into mind, Derech Agav, is that when pulling the sticker off, you have to be careful, A, not to tear the sticker so that you don't come to cut the writing, and then, if that's the case, the way to remove it is to take it with a little bit of the crust width. Then you know you're not going to end up tearing the sticker. The problem with that is that your bread is going to end up being lacking in its shlemus, in its wholeness. And for the sake of Lecha Mishnah, we need whole breads. So therefore, if you're going to be taking your sticker off and you're going to be taking some of the crust with it in order not to tear it, so you should do it only after you've made hamotzi and you've used it as a nechamishna. Another discussion is when you have legumes that are in a pod. So there, it's not really boiled there, it's more of a question of dosh, that the process of removing the edible from its inedible shell, that was one of the procedures of preparing wheat in order to make it into flour, which then makes it into bread, is you crack the outer shell and separate the food from the shell. That is the melacha of dash, threshing. Now, just on a more general outlook on dash, dash is usually a melacha. We'll see dash applies to squeezing liquids out of solids. It's also when you remove what's wanted from the unwanted. So what would be the difference then between dash and boirer? It's a little complicated to explain, but I'll try to put it like this, is that dash is even when you're not dealing with a taroves, but you are removing, you're moving along the food in its process of making it ready to be eaten, there'd still be a problem of dash. But dash is more defined as where is this process usually done? Is the process done in the home, or is it done already still out in the fields, or in the factory, or on the cooperative, wherever these things are done, but before it comes to the consumer? So, for example, if you buy bananas, you buy them on a bunch. So to remove a banana from a bunch is not a problem. But the bunches of the banana grow on a stem. And if you, for whatever reason, bought a whole stem of bunches, to remove the bunches from the stem will be a problem of dash, because that is not something that you do normally at home. That is something that is usually done before it reaches the consumer. And therefore, we consider that as dash. There's a discussion with cherry tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes grow on a vine. All tomatoes grow to a certain extent on some sort of vine. But you buy them without the stems. You buy them just with that little green something, I don't know, whatever you call it, that little piece of stem that sticks out from the top of the tomato, which we'll discuss later. But they don't come on the whole vine. Now, sometimes they do, in particular, cherry tomatoes come on the whole vine. So is that considered a problem of dash or not? So we'll say it depends on the norm. And since cherry tomatoes are often sold while they're still on the vine, so then we'll say removing from the vine is not a problem of Shabbos. You have another case of that is peanuts. Peanuts in the shells. Can one break the shell open on Shabbos? So it depends. So some say no, peanuts are sold open. So Rabbi Reuben writes, he says no, peanuts are sold sometimes in the shell. And since they're sometimes sold in the shell, so therefore the shelling is done at home and therefore can't be mocked off. So when it comes to legumes, generally speaking, they are removed before they are come to the home, and therefore taking the seed out of the pod would be forbidden from a point of view of dash, with the exception of a food where a legume where the pod is edible. For example, green beans. Apparently there's green peas also where you can eat the pod. I don't think I've ever myself had it. But the green beans for sure is common. Green beans, you eat the pod and you eat the bean. So since both of it is edible, so you're not doing any stage of production when you remove the pea from the pod. And therefore, if you have children who are fussy or children who like to play with their food, well, we're not going to discuss the chinuch issue of that, but they're going to then take the beans out of the pod when they get their green beans. So essentially, there's no problem of dash. And the chayra boira will be a separate issue if they're doing it because they eat the beans and not the pods, or they eat the pods and not the beans. So then preferably they should be taking the food part from the non-food part because of their personal dislike for one part, which we discussed earlier. That if a person has a personal dislike for something, for example, if you had a salad and you had onions inside, so the person who doesn't like the onions cannot remove the onions from the salad. He can take the salad and leave behind the onions, or he can remove the onions to give to someone else, because he's allowed to be worried for someone else. So if you take them out to give to someone else, so for him it's possible to do it that way because you're taking the food. So too, you can do it for him, so you can take the onions out and give it to someone else, and so to the kids, they can take the beans and peas and whatever it is. If they happen to be fussy about one part, they can take it out and give it to their parents, and then we'll be fine, wouldn't be a problem of boyer. Now another interesting one, is when you open up a melon. Melon has a lot of seeds on the inside. What's the din of removing the seeds from the melon? So there's two opinions of how to approach this. The first one, the more common one, is that this is considered a mixture. You have melon, you have seeds, the two are mixed together, and therefore you cannot remove the seeds because you're removing what is considered unwanted. And a common practice is that when you take scoop out the seeds from the melon, you take a little bit of the melon with, and of course it has to be done tekef l'achila. That is the strictest way of looking at it. Others look at it as the seeds are a hindrance to get to the food, just like the peel is a hindrance to get to the food. So what does it make a difference if the peel is on the outer side of the food and you need to get to the flesh, or you've cut it open halfway and you've got a peel on the inside of the food? So it's not peel, it's the seeds. But yet it's the unwanted part that is in the way of getting to the flesh. So just like you can peel off the peel from the outside, you can remove the unwanted part from the inside. And they say, no, fine, once it's tekef l'achila, once it's close to time of eating, so then you can do like anything else which needs peeling, and you can remove the bad from the good, and you can just scoop out the seeds without taking any flesh with. And the third opinion is even more makel than that. That is that whatever pours out, if you take your melon, and you then pour it out, you hold it over a plate, or garbage, whatever, and you shake it, whatever falls out in that shake, he says, is not considered a tarovis, it's totally separate. There's melon and there's seeds. There's not a mixture of melon and seeds in front of you. It's quite clear that there's two separate things, and they're not mixed together, especially as you see, when you turn it over, they just fall out. That, turning over and shaking it out, says with Rambam Zalman Auerbach, is not a problem whatsoever on Shabbos, because you are not separating it. You're not separating something that was considered mixed. What about when you finish shaking it, you now have a couple of seeds that are still lying around? So he says those seeds are noticeable as something separate, and says you can take them off. According to that Svara, so you can do this even way before you need to eat, because once you say that it's not a tarov, it's not a mixture, and there's no isubayr involved, so then you don't have the restriction of having to do it before eating. Therefore, we see that there's many opinions. Everybody can choose for himself how they want to be machmir, but obviously tekef l'achila for sure makes it much more makel, if you can, to do any of this, to do it is before you eat it. And interesting, the Shmir Shabbos Kulchasa doesn't even bring the first case of taking a little bit of the flesh with. I guess because Shlomo Zalman is so makel, so at least to go with a second, with the middle opinion that we brought is already a chumra. watermelon. So we spoke earlier about the seeds of the watermelon. To pick them out would be osur. Some say anything that you can shake out would be mutter, but to actually pick them out would be osur. Once they're in your mouth, you can then spit them out, so you can even use your fingers and take them out. But as for the peel, so again, it's the same deal as anything else, where the peel is inedible and you want to remove it in order to get to the flesh, so that would be mutter to remove, but it must be done samuch la'achila, must be done before it's going to be eaten, and you can even use a knife. So if you want to serve peels, watermelon slices, you can, before you serve it, you can actually cut off the peel and serve the fruit as is. When it comes to stalks, stems, crowns, those type of things that you have like on plums and tomatoes and apples and those type of things, can you remove the stalk or the stem before you eat the fruit? So, again, it's a discussion of whether it's considered as a mixture or not. Maybe it's considered as two separate items, even though they're quite well attached, and it needs to take a bit of effort to remove one from the other, but they're still considered two distinct parts that are noticeable and clearly distinct. And therefore, there is an opinion, which Zalman again holds, that there's no problem here whatsoever. There are those who hold that it is a problem, and therefore, when it's permitted to remove them, just like you can remove peels, but again, you must do it some of the order. But on that point, if you hold it boy, and you want to be matter it, you want to say that it's permitted, from the point of view, from the fact that it's a peel, on that there are those who argue and say that a peel, you can't get hold of the flesh because the peel's in the way. Here, you can get hold of the tomato just because the crown hasn't been removed. So therefore, in the best way to do it would be like we spoke about an apricot. When you open up an apricot and you have the pit inside it, you want to remove it. So now the best way to do it is to hold the pit and pull the flesh away from it, not the other way around. So essentially you're doing the same thing. You're pulling this away from that. But the question is, well, how are you holding the flesh and pulling the pit, or holding the pit and pulling the flesh? On Shabbos, you should make a point to hold the pit and pull the flesh. So over here, if you need to pull off the stem of a tomato, the better way, you're not mechuyev to do it this way, and if you didn't do it this way while you were preparing your food, okay, sometimes you don't remember all these things, but if you want to, if you're conscious of it and you remember it, the better way to do it is to hold the stem and then pull the fruit away from it. Now, what about chasa, lettuce? So lettuce is a problem. There's two points of bayur that we need to deal with lettuce. Well, number one is if you have leaves that are wilted or rotten, or for whatever reason you don't want to eat, they are inedible. And there's the point of insects. So from the first point of view, the leaves that are not edible. So to that we say that the outer leaves that just obstruct your way to the food, you can treat them just like a peel. So an outer leaf that's in the way, you can, if it's samuch la'achila, because obviously again we're going to treat it as a tarovis, and therefore it's like removing a peel, and a peel can only be removed samuch la'achila. If it's samuch la'achila, you can remove the outer unwanted leaves to reveal the good ones that you're going to be using on the inside. However, if once you've gone in and you find that one of the inner leaves have gone bad and you don't want it, so then we're going to say that that's incorrect to separate that leaf, but rather you keep on taking the good ones away and you end up with leaving this one behind. But don't pull this one out and separate it, rather take the good ones away from it. When it comes to insects, so obviously insects are also to eat, and the best would be to wash your lettuce before Shabbos, then you don't get to any chiders. And of course, it's even better to buy insect bug-free. And even so, it's correct to at least rinse them and look through them. And best is do it before Shabbos. That's for sure the best. But what happens if you didn't? So one obviously can look at them to find the bugs. The problem is, what do you do when you find a bug? So if the bug is fairly large, and you can see it as a separate creature on the leaf, so then we'll treat it as something that is not considered a mixture, and you can remove the bug, flick him off, shake him off, whatever it is, that will be fine. But if he's very small, then it is harder to get to say that this is not a tarogus, he's really caught into the fruit, and then you have to, if you need to remove the bug, then you remove it with a piece of the leaf. Even with big bugs, or you're not sure how big they are, it's better to take a bit of the leaf with it and get rid of them that way. What you cannot do on Shabbos is to rinse it, especially not in soap water, and let them soak, because that would kill the bugs, and that is the problem, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to do Hetzaras Shama, you're not allowed to kill anything, including bugs, on Shabbos. When it comes to knimot, that's the type of bugs that you find on citrus fruits. Rips, I think they're called. I can't remember now.
scale?
Yeah, that could be the scale. Yeah. Scale insects, that's how you translate it. Okay. We got the scale insects on a citrus fruit. So it says the din is the same as we just said about the bags of the lettuce, that depending on their size and how noticeable they are, so they're usually pretty noticeable. You see the little brown mark. So it says that will be considered as a separate entity and not a problem of boiler. Nevertheless, it's for sure advisable that if you have to remove them, you take a bit of the flesh with, meaning if it's on the outside of the citrus root, you take a little bit of the peel with, and if it's on the inside, somehow it got in, so you take a little bit of the flesh of the fruit with. And now, last thing that maybe we'll see what else before I call it the last for season time. Regabe opening up nuts on Shabbos. So to crack open nuts, you may use a nutcracker. You may also use a mukta item, such as a hammer, because the halacha in mukta is a klisha melachta le'isur, a utensil that its main purpose, not its sole purpose, but its main purpose is for something which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It gets the status of a klisha melachta le'isur. And the klisha melachta le'isur is mukta, with the exception of tzarek gufo mekoyim. If you need to use it or you need its place, then you may move it. So a hammer is a very good example. The main purpose of a hammer is for building, boinies of some Shabbos. But a hammer does have a side purpose, and you can crack nuts with it. Therefore, if you need it, you may take it in order to crack nuts. However, there are things that are fully mukta, like sticks and stones, that are discarded and thrown out into the yard. Those we call the mukta machmas gufa. The definition is something that's mukta, because it's not they have no use, they're discarded. It's not like, they're not like, a hammer which has multiple uses, is considered useless. Therefore, they're totally mukta, then you cannot use them for tzarekuf, not even tzarekuf or makoimoi. Therefore, to crack open your nuts, you can use a nutcracker, you can use a hammer, but you cannot use a stone. If you have a stone that you've set aside for regular usage, complicated, it has to be set aside, and has to be set aside for regular usage, then you can use such a stone. So if you have a stone that you use as a doorstopper, it must be the same one that's used all the time. So if you have a doorstopper to your building, and every day the kids kick it and someone else brings a different one and a different one, that stone remains muksa because it hasn't been set aside. But if you have a stone that you know, if this is the stone that's been taken out of the yard, that's been put there, I'll give an example. When we grew up, we didn't have a key in the bathroom, and we put a brick there, and we wrapped the brick in brown paper. That way we knew it was always the same brick. It also didn't scratch the floor that way, but then that didn't have a status of mukta, because that brick was set aside for permanent usage, so then if you needed to crack a nut, you could take that brick and go crack the nut. How does this fit with Hilchos Boirer? So, when you crack open your nuts, you may break it open, you may take the nut out, throw the shell away. It's not considered a tarodus at that moment. Even the inner peel, there's the hard shell and there's some kind of peel inside, especially with peanuts, you can remove. But then again, when you've got the shell, when you've got that thin red skin that comes around peanuts, so what you may not do is you've got a stack of peanuts in front of you and you blow it. If you blow it, all the light shells, all the light peels are going to fly and the heavy peanuts will stay behind. That is Asur and Shabbos, that is the issue of Zoyre. When you use winnowing, when you use wind to help you separate the light from the heavy, so that is winnowing. That was one of the melachos that was done with wheat when in the process of preparing it. So to anything like that where you're going to have to blow to get the dirt away, that will be a problem of Zoyre. Now, because the red skin is on the fruit, so we should treat it like we should treat it like a case of removing a peel, and therefore it should only be done before eating. So it can be done, but it should be done at the time of eating it. Now, another thing is, if you've peeled a whole bunch of fruit, a bunch of nuts, and you now got a bowl in front of you that is a mix of shells and nuts, or, as I've seen, some people have an interesting habit, they will eat garinim or eat pistachios and throw the shells back into the bowl where the good ones are. A silly habit, in my opinion. But apart from the fact that it might not be nice, but also it's inconvenient. But whatever, unfortunately, there are people who do such things. And now that you have in front of you a bowl of shells and nuts, so now you have to be careful. You're not allowed to remove the shells in order to get hold of the nuts. You can only pull out the nuts. And of course, samuch la'achila. The shells, after they're used, get the status of mukta. And there's also a problem that if you have a bowl of nuts and shells, then you can't take the shells out because the shells are considered mukta. Just bring down two short halachas because we're running out of time. One is that if you've got a candy with a wrapper, where the wrapper is very tightly stuck to the candy, usually with older candy or kept in the pocket for a long time, then again you have to be careful that perhaps this would be like a peel, therefore would be boyer, and therefore should only be done samuch la'achila. And another thing is that I want to mention is that if you're peeling fruits and all the rest, so we say that you've got to do it samuch la'achila, but what happens if you don't know how much is going to be eaten? So then we say you can do any amount that is considered normal. In fact, even if you want to do a little bit more so that you don't, people shouldn't feel short, you respect your guests, and you're allowed to peel anything that's considered normal, as long as it's all taken for achila. And with that, we'll hold it for today. Wishing everybody a very good week and a good day.